Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, NFC and Mobile Devices, Payments and More, part of a series examining the 2012 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to tell us more about NFC technology and how we as humans can use it is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
So Deloitte predicts that in 2012, shipments of devices equipped with near-field communications, or NFC capabilities, will likely grow about 100%. Now, that's some significant growth. But before we dig into that, just tell us a little bit about what is NFC technology and how can it be used?
So NFC is near-field communications. It's a variant on the RFID standard that you may be familiar with. And what it is it's a chip that you can put on a cell phone, or not, as the case may be. It doesn't cost tons of money, probably somewhere around $5. And what it allows the phone to do is it allows the phone to exchange data wirelessly over extremely short ranges. And when I say short ranges, I mean real short, sort of 2 inches, 5 centimeters, that kind of stuff. It's not a high bit rate either. This isn't something you'd want to use to send video from one device to another. But for a relatively short data handoff, and more about that in a second or two, you can actually use these phones as either phone-to-phone or to any other NFC reader. Now, there have been some phones with NFC chips on them in the past, but by and large, those were concentrated in Asia. So this number, hundreds of millions, coming in North America and Western Europe will be very much a new thing.
So what will people be using these phones for in 2012?
Lots of different things. Now, in the early days, some of them are going to be kind of surprising. You know, we can think about games that you could play, card games where you could have an NFC little sticker on the back of cards and play memory games with your kids. Getting more information, replacing things like QR codes. I could walk into a grocery store and use an NFC phone as a way of grabbing information off of a piece of merchandise or maybe a little thing on a shelf. What about getting into your building? If you're like me, you've got one of those ridiculous dangly white passes hanging off of your belt. An NFC phone would in fact be able to be used in exactly the same way to get you in and out of your building, up the elevator, maybe even to securely turn on your laptop or your computer. There are just a host of applications for NFC. As a matter of fact, the technology is really so new that people are still discovering them. They range from things that you can do in your car to biomedical applications.
Well, those are all really cool things you can be doing with NFC chips and phones, but couldn't you also be using it for payments?
What a great question. There are, in fact, around the world already hundreds of millions of credit cards that have a little NFC chip on them. And you may have seen these. These are called Tap and Go and Pay and Wave and all kinds of things like that. And what happens is it's an NFC technology on a credit card. You just press it up against a reader and all of the information is automatically and securely transferred. And, of course, you could use exactly that same kind of technology on your phone. Now, people are already paying with phones. You may have seen it at your local coffee shop where people come in, they press their smartphone up and maybe a QR code is scanned, and sometimes you can even send a message over SMS. The interesting thing about NFC is it means you don't need to go through SMS, you don't need to have a screen displaying a QR code. It in fact can act exactly like an NFC chip on a credit card, turning your phone essentially into a digital wallet. Now, a lot of people are terribly excited about that. Obviously, the global payments business is tens of trillions of dollars a year, and it's a huge market. Over time, we are going to see phones used increasingly as digital wallets, but we think that as part of our NFC prediction for 2012, we really want to be cautious on this. Yes, mobile payments are a big part of the NFC story on phones, but in the early days, people are going to be using those other applications we talked about, building entry and stuff like that. Payments will catch on. By 2015, it'll certainly be the largest use of NFC on phones. But in the early days, there are some limiting factors. There aren't all that many point-of-sale terminal readers in the United States, for example, that have NFC readers on them, about 2%. Plus, consumers can sometimes be still skittish about new technologies. Whether it's NFC on a phone or anything else, consumers take a while sometimes to come up the curve. They're worried about things like security, so they're not yet ready to full-on move towards a digital wallet. So long-term, that's definitely going to be a use. But in 2012, to quote actually somebody from the payments industry, they see 2012 as being a transition year.
So no throwing away our actual wallets yet, but it sounds like lots of fun things to do with NFC phones and devices in 2012. Duncan, as always, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thank you, Stephen.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.